Blog Talk Radio.
You know, and they say, oh, yeah, this character, brothers and sisters of this celestial energy, this brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? So, I'm just looking at how everything is going right now, and nothing is going to return to normal for the inorganic ones or for anyone who thinks that this is going to be a cakewalk, all right? Understand that we're moving into a totally different cycle of energy, all right? We're moving into a totally different tune of a frequency, and we're moving into a completely different vibrational everything, vibrational mindset, vibrational heart, vibrational energy, all right? And, you know, I was just listening to Rap the News, and I mean, even though the brother's into this Christianity or whatever thing that he's into, the brother be giving out some gold, some jewels sometime. And, you know, he was talking about out there in, on the West Coast, and he was showing some different things. Hey, y'all guys check out Rap the News. And he's showing some different things. There were he had one posting which was a few hours ago. And there was pencils sticking on the wall. And, you know, he's talking about how over on the West Coast, you know, liberal is like right there. All right? And according to the Bible, these inorganic beings called it the destroyer. You got to understand that, you know, they know about the destroyer because, you know, they have whoever they go, there is a destroyer that comes to find them. All right? There's a destroyer that comes to find them and destroys the whole system that they created. And therefore, they go on the run, and they're always on the run. They're always on the run. You know, just like the little boy who, you know, I posted on the video how he said, yeah, you know, we were running from something. And he said, you know, and this is where we came here. And, you know, he's like, you know, they thought it was safe here, and then they realized it wasn't safe here. Right? So, you know, this is from the mouth of a child. So we just got to understand, brothers and sisters, the fact that these beings, yes, they we've already discussed the fact that they invaded and seen. We know all the things that they're doing. Now, we are in... let's see, today is, according to the calendar date, is October 23rd. So we are now 2 days into the next 30-day phase or 30-day cycle, all right? We have a total of six of these cycles, all right? The 108-day cycle, which is six 30-day cycle. We're into the second 30-day cycle, and what do we say? We see the second 30-day cycle is going to be 10 times worse than what it was, you know, on the first, all right? So, you know, we're looking at, I'm sorry, we said it was going to be three times worse, and then the next one comes, the third 30-day cycle is going to be 10 times worse. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, so this is going to be three times worse than the first one, all right? And they're already seeing multiple, what they call coronas from our black sun, which is Septerimon. It's our black sun turning toward the planet. And they don't know what's going to happen. Now, we've already told these inorganic beings, we told them, you know, we say, you're trying to create this wintertime thing, you're covering up the sky, trying to create this wintertime thing, trying to tell everybody, oh, yeah, we're going to have winter, we're going to have this cold blast, and you don't know what's to happen for the days to come. Only thing you know is that you want to push your sales for what? What sales? Because all of your containers with all of your product that you will have your sales, what? They're in the ocean waiting to get unloaded. And what does your economist say? Your economist said that the shortages will be for years and years and years. All right. So, brothers and sisters, as we go into this next phase, this 30-day phase, we're gonna see the first part, because it's gonna be a 3-part cycle. All right, it's gonna be a 3-part cycle. This second 30 days from October 21st to November 21st, we're going to see this system crack. All right, it's going to crack. It's going to be a one-third. A third of the system is going to crack and fall apart and crumble. All right, now from November 21st to December 21st, a second third of this system is going to crack and crumble. All right, now then from December 21st to January 21st, a third, all right, this is three-thirds, this is a whole, this is the rest of the system cracking and crumbling from December 21st to January 21st, all right? So understand, brothers and sisters, that these inorganic beings, you know, what they think that they're controlling things, and we let them know, no. We're now controlling everything, all right? Hold on here. Okay, I'm back. So, we let them know that we are controlling everything. You know, my position as a cosmic prince, you know, also still among the Council of Cosmic Elders. We are changing things on the planet, all right? And I'm really not at liberty to go into talking how it's happening, all right? Just know that, you know, we are working on a higher scale. But it's important that you brothers and sisters, that you begin to do your part also, all right? You got to do your part also, all right? And you got to prepare yourself for the destruction of the system, all right? Yes, Nibiru is coming in, all right? Nibiru and our sun, our atmospheric sun, because Nibiru is our magnetic sun, all right? Nibiru and our atmospheric sun, which is an electric sun, the energies have now been paired together, okay? The energies have been paired together, and these two colossal celestial entities are working together as one organism, all right? So just know, brothers and sisters, there's no such thing as winter time. And like I said, these anti-grind beings, where they're trying to push sales, they're trying to get money, it's all about money. Because money is their only source of power. Money is their source of hope for survival, according to them. Okay? Money is their hope. I mean, you know, just like that, not the commercial. They have so many of our brothers and sisters fast asleep, so many other beings on the planet fast asleep. You see everything crumbling and crashing around you, and what are you doing? You're going for a pair of shoes. And this is the way they want us to be. This is what they desire. They desire for us to be dumb, all right? And they desire for us to be stupid and act in a foolish manner so that we won't be prepared for what is to come, all right? And then when everything comes, they want us to be in a state of hopelessness, okay? And this is where we cannot be. So this first phase of the 90 days, because it's going to take 90 days. It's going to take a total of 90 days, all right? So you got from October 31st to November 31st. What we got? We got the very first of the 90-day phase of the destruction of the system. All right, so you got October 31st to November 21st. And from November 21st to December 21st. And then from December 21st to January 21st, all right? And this total 90-day phase is going to be a complete destruction, complete cracking and splitting and tearing and ripping of this entire system. The energy, well, we said there's a new frequency, a new vibration, a new energy in China, all right? And we've got to remember that the universe is still in alignment. Our universe is still in the shape of an X, all right? They don't lose that until starting around January, February, when they begin to move into the new area, because now they're moving into a new area of the cosmos, and they won't be in the same place. They understand that each universe is shaped like a disc. Alright, inside the disc you have spheres. Alright, you have spheres inside those discs, but inside those discs you have other, which you call galaxies, which are the small discs, and inside of those galaxies are the spheres, which are called planets, and suns, and moons, and I mean the suns are planets, the moons are planets also, so you have the spheres called planets, and the spheres spin, alright, in the motion of the galaxies, and the galaxies spin in the motion of the universes, alright? That's how everything runs up there. So, the universe is going to move in a different position, alright? And the position that they're going to move, they're going to be higher vibrational, higher frequency, higher energy, alright? But now, here on the planetary basis, the shift has already begun. Here on the planetary basis, before this shift begins in the universe, within the universe, this shift begins with the planets, because the planets and the galaxies make up the universe. All right, so it happens on the cellular scale, and then from the cellular scale, it goes to the complete body, you know, and it's your cells that make up the body. So the cells have to begin vibrating and doing a new tune and putting out new energy. All right, so this is what we're looking at right now. And so as this energy builds up, and what are we talking about? We're talking about the darkness. The darkness has taken over, and this dark energy is literally taking over. I'm watching a lot of the news, like I said, and the brother is coming out with a lot of information. You know, they're being, even our own brothers and sisters, who are just dying from heart attacks. And it talks about our brothers and sisters have wrote, you know, the Hopis and the Aztecs that wrote on the walls. It talked about how, you know, in these times, you know, men's heart will fail them. You know, that which means that, you know, it's a heart attack. All right, we're talking about heart attacks. We're talking about people's hearts giving out. And right now on the West Coast, you know, Rap News, he lives on the West Coast. He's reporting these people are just dying of heart attacks, just dropping dead, and the hearts are giving out. And this is something that our brothers and sisters wrote on the walls, because you got to remember they had already traveled to this day. This day and age, they already traveled, and they came here, and they saw everything that was going on, all right? And then they wrote it. But, you know, of course, you know, these inorganic beings had to write this book called the Bible and try to give it to some non-existent character, you know, to say, oh, yeah, this character said this right here, when they know it came from our brothers and sisters, who the Hopis, the Aztecs, the Apaches, the Cherokees, I mean, all the different tribes had already time traveled and saw what was going on. You know, it's like, you know, that's why they didn't really put up a fight, because they knew that it was going to happen anyway. So, but they knew that we were going to rise again, and we're going to be like 30 times more powerful than what they were. All right. So, and this is where we are now. So we're moving into this new energy, and it's important that we flow with the energy, brothers and sisters. It's so important that we flow with the energy. It's so important that we understand what's happening. all right? So I'm not really going to get into the dynamics and the specifics of what's gonna crack with this system. That's not my position, all right? It's not my position to give the specifics of what's going to crack and what's not going to crack. But the first, from October 31st to November 21st, this is a third of the system that's going to crack, all right? Now, when all three, after this 90-day phase, and all three-thirds, so one-third, two-thirds, three-thirds, all three-thirds of the system cracks, all right, and is ripped apart, there will be a shield around these parts, all right, which will not allow the system to remend itself, which means the system will not be able to gather itself together and make itself or rebirth itself. Let's just say that. The system would not be able to rebirth itself, and these inorganic beings would not be able to bring the system back to life, because it will be completely, utterly destroyed. All right? It's important, brothers and sisters, that we understand everything that's going on. This is happening because it's supposed to happen. All right? So that these inorganic beings know, okay, this is the very last of the last. All right? Now, from January 21st to February 21st, I'm not going to get into it, but then from February 21st to March 21st, and actually the whole cycle ends on March 20th, but March 21st, this is where the next phase, which is 90 days of the galaxies, all right, combining energies together, all the galaxies across the universe, all right, and they're going to raise their vibrations to some crazy number, you know, you can't even, whatever. So what you got to understand, brothers and sisters, is that we are fire beings. We are the fire beings. I got so much information right now. I'm trying to get it out because I'm getting the downloads as I'm talking to you guys. We are fire-based beings, okay? All of us, brothers and sisters, all the so-called black people, we are fire-based beings, as well as water-based beings, as well as air-based beings, as well as the planetary energy or planetary-based beings, okay? And we're getting ready to, our bodies are getting ready to shift into something different, but we have to prepare ourselves for this, all right? That's why it always said, you know, as a bride that, as a groom that prepares himself for the bride, you know, you got to understand the groom preparing himself for the bride. You know, groom, which is the masculine energy, preparing himself for the feminine energy, which we are, our physical bodies represent the masculine energy, all right? Our physical bodies represent the masculine energy, and that feminine energy is Mother Cosmos herself, okay? So it's something that we really, really must take into consideration, brothers and sisters, because, you know, this is an utter fall of this system, and the system must go. It must call. It must fall. It must not ever return again. But at the same time, we've got to get ready for this battle, because these inorganic beings, they already have their tanks and all their armor and their military and whatever else. You know, they're already ready for battle. It's just that now we got to prepare for battle. This is why we talk about building our structures. You got to understand. They know what our power comes from. Now, you know, we're not, it's not a game. Let's just say this is not a game. You can't do this and you can't move this way here. These bastards are going to try to do so. Oh, excuse me there. Sorry there. These bastards are going to try to do some devious-ass shit. All right, I'm just going to be straight up with you. These motherfuckers are going to try to do some devious-ass shit. And we've got to be ready for whatever they get ready to put out here. All right, that's why it's important for us to be prudent, you know, which means blameless, flawless. At the same time, it's important for us to be completely in tune with nature and the cosmos. All right, because We have to be able to see everything before it happens. You know, that's why, you know, I try to keep everybody informed as much as I possibly can. All right? I try to keep us, you know, informed as much as I possibly can, because, you know, I'm always in tune. I'm always tapping in, and it's important to be tapped in on a regular basis. So this is what's going to be taking place, all right? And, you know, we're looking at, you know, things happening right now, all right? You know, like I said, I work in the food industry. I'm looking at things happening. I'm not at liberty to go into detail of what's going on, but I see things, all right? And, you know, it's not my position to say, but I'm watching things happen right now. And if you all are also consistent in your meditation and constantly being in tune, you will see what some of the things that I see. I'm watching all the different videos out there. There are volcanoes that are erupting everywhere. I would say this is going to be from October 21st to November 21st, next 30-day phase, is going to be three times worse than what it was. And from November 21st to December 21st, it's going to be 10 times worse. And from December 21st to January 21st, just brace yourself, because it's going to be damn near 20 times worse than it was from the beginning of the fucking year. All right? And we have to be prepared for this. But just know that we, as the original beings, will have a special protection over us. All right? We got to be ready and be prepared. Everything is working in phases. Everything works under the phases of nature and energy, all right? There's nothing that works that is not under the supreme Masonic order of the cosmos. And everything is under the supreme Masonic order of the cosmos. No matter how much these inorganic beings think, they have power. No matter how much they think they're running things, they're not running anything at all. They have no power whatsoever. All of their power has been removed from them, just like we talked about their magic. All their magic is gone. Yeah, all their magic is gone, but all their power, the power that they thought they had, is gone forever and ever and ever. And right now, they're already scrambling in the dark. They're trying to find their way through, and they won't be able to find their way through anything. All right? That's why it's important for you brothers and sisters to stay on top of everything, all right? It's important for you to reach out to other brothers and sisters. I mean, because they're out there just in limbo, thinking that they can do whatever they want to do, but not knowing that, you know, jail is not the price that they're going to have to pay. It's going to be a totally different price that they're going to have to pay, because they're going to see, you know, they're going to be at a point where they're going to be in limbo. They're going to be snatched out of their bodies, and they're going to be limbo, and they're going to watch brothers and sisters thrive, and they're going to wish they were there. But the penalty for killing brothers and sisters for nothing, you just don't do that. You don't do that. So, yeah, there's a penalty to pay. These inorganic beings here, once they all done, all right, their spirits, that energy, that spirits be sent into the cosmos, and they will flow through the cosmos forever and ever and ever, and never will be able to touch life again, which is why their creators in other universes right now are creating a different type of them, a different form of them. So we're getting ready for this battle, because they know that the original form is they'll never come back again. So they've got some upgrades of these inorganic beings already ready. All right, they got the upgrades already ready, and they are preparing them. All right, these nasty looking creatures were freaking ammunition connected to their bodies, and I mean, it's just some nasty stuff. I mean, some straight-up nasty stuff. I'm just letting you guys know. Some really, really nasty, hideous, freakish shit, all right? already saw that. All right? So what we have to understand is that if this system is falling and it's crumbling, these things are going to try some stupid shit. All right? Don't fall for it. Don't allow them to put you in fear. All right? What do we say? You got to be gangster about it. So you continue to build and you continue to create. You continue to stay within your area. Do not, if you're in the hood, do not move out of the hood. All right? And you're not in the hood, you need to get your ass in the fucking hood, because we are going to be our only protection. We are our only protection. All of us running, coming, I want to live in the suburbs, I want to live here, I want to live. Get your ass back in the hood. All right? Because shit, when shit go down, we're going to be our only protection. We're going to have our armies amongst each other. And brothers and sisters that's outside of us are not going to have that protection that they really want. All right? Because you're going to be fighting a lot of battles alone. That's if you can't. That's if you're not, if you don't, or if you do summon, you know, your inner demonic forces, which will show up for you, you know. But right now, it's important that we remain with our own and don't judge our brothers and sisters for what you think they're doing. The key point is now to reach out to them, all right? Now is the time we can reach out to them, all right? Because this is a new energy, all right? This is a new energy. We're gonna go into that. We're going to go into that, all right? Because we're in a totally different cycle, all right? Because right now we're getting ready to move out of the Aquarius, and we're moving into something else, all right? So just wanted to pass that on to you brothers and sisters. Because we have to take this serious. All this stuff here, we have to take extremely serious, because this thing right here ain't no freaking joke. All right? This ain't no freaking joke. We're looking at a complete fall, an utterly fall, complete massacre, desecration of this system that we know today. This European Union, the fiat currency, the IRS, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergs over there in China and Russia and all that. We're looking at a complete and utterly destruction of their systems all over the world. And that's why I say our plan will be less than the place of desolate, but then we would have to build it back up. That's what, you know, they were showing on X-Men Apocalypse, they were showing us that they had already read the what our brothers and sisters had wrote about how everything was going to be brought down. What did he say? He said, I'm going to bring it down, everything that you created. I'm going to bring it to the ground, and from the bricks, you know, from the ashes, I'm going to burn it down, and from the ashes, we will build a better world. So they already know what's going to happen. So it's important, brothers and sisters, that we begin building and creating and structuring and structure our minds to get out of the mindset of this system here, because a lot of us, we're tired of working, we're tired of bills, we're tired of all this same old bullshit, this cycle. So once a small amount of us begin to move forward, shit will begin falling for these motherfuckers. And I don't give a damn about them. Like we said, we got to go straight up gangster with these motherfuckers. We can't continue to do the same things over and over, hoping for something different to happen. That's insane. So what we have to do, we have to do something completely different. We got to move forward, all right? And we gotta be prepared to fight. We gotta be prepared to destroy. And we gotta be prepared to do some things that they know that we can do. All right, just like you got that whole stone thing in China where they're talking about you got a stone army and these guys, just some guy carved them all out. No. That was early on war where we turned all them motherfuckers into stone because they were getting ready to come out and fight against us. We turned them all into stone. So you got to understand the powers that we have and who we are as the original beings, brothers and sisters, all right? This is no joke. This is no joking matter. We got to get ready to take this shit serious, okay? Everybody got to take it serious, all right? All right, I got to go. That's about all I got to get for right now. But we're going to go deeper. But these are just the phases of everything that's happening, all right? So I'll catch you guys a little later, all right? You know the deal. All right. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings from the chaos realm to you forever and ever and ever. Much power to you all. Yakakura nara uki. Lira shata ulaka. Sarahu maka yida ma.
Yeah, and this
y'all already know what it is. Listen, man, somebody asked me to do a video about this that I did a while back, and I want to show y'all, like I said before, ain't no company that makes millions and billions and trillions that's not a part of the plan. Walt Disney, yes, we're going to talk about Disney. I did a video on them a while back. I'm going to show y'all just how subliminal. Pay attention to this clip I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to show y'all just how subliminal messages they put into our kids' cartoons. And I've even done, I've even went as far as digging up the authors or the people that wrote the characters and stuff they had to say. Some of them were saying, you know, it was funny. Some of them were saying they just did it to leave a mark, did it to be funny with their colleagues. It don't matter. But anyway, I'm going to show y'all just how filthy Walt Disney is. And also how Disney used to push drugs. And I'm not talking about pharmaceuticals. But listen, check this video out, and I'm going to give y'all a little test, a little homework, before I show y'all this video. Y'all see this? Target. Right? See that logo? Circles within circles. I want y'all to find out what circles within circles represents. For y'all that want to see how far the rabbit hole goes, look it up. It's going to blow your mind. But y'all check this out on Walt Disney, and please share this with your kids that got kids, or your kids, or anybody you know that need to see this. Because if they can be wicked as they are, just imagine what you don't know. Check this out.
I'll tell you what's the worst part about television is the programming,
yeah.
The philosophy, okay? I mean, the manipulating of your mind, the philosophy, the mentality. The system of thinking, the ideology, that's what's wrong with television. That's what's wrong with movies. That's where they're really getting in your head. Take, for example, Walt Disney, right? And many people that will preach against the TV, they'll preach against the movies, they'll preach against Hollywood because it's obvious that stuff is bad. But then they'll say, well, we watch Disney movies. And I've been to the home of preachers and Christians who would never watch TV or the movies, but yet they have the whole library of the Walt Disney movies. You know those white plastic cases? And they have them all lined up. And, I mean, they have tons of them lined up. Of course, I don't know how many there are, but there's hundreds of them. They have them lined up and lined up. And they have their kids watching those movies all day long. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to prove to you right now that those movies are wicked. Watch Disney movies? Come on. You're crazy. They're rated G. Well, let's see. First of all, did you know this? Did you know that Disney movies are filled with subliminal messages? Subliminal messages. Now, what are we talking about tonight? Sorcery. What are we talking about tonight? Getting inside your mind and messing with you, controlling your thought process by supernatural means or demonic means. Or hey, I'm going to tell you something. Disney movies are filled with subliminal messages. I've seen it with my own eyes. When I was a teenager, I had a friend of mine sit me down at his house and show me the subliminal messages in the Disney movies. They're filled with subliminal messages. Let me give you some examples. The Lion King, filled with subliminal messages. All throughout the movie, there are pornographic pictures hidden in the movie. Like, you'll be watching the movie, and just for a few seconds, something filthy will come up. Like off to the side, there'll be some kind of a, you know, reproductive anatomy will pop up, you know, over here. And then over here, there's this one point where the lion, you know, he kind of goes like this. You know, a cloud of dust comes up and just spells the word sex. And the word sex is put in the Lion King movie subliminally, literally hundreds of times. Hundreds of times the shapes on the screen will spell the word. And I've seen it. I mean, I had my friend sit me down at his house and pausing the movie, showing me the word S-E-X popping up on the screen at different times, because he knew where they were. And he would show me these things. Another one, and they all are filled with it. You know, Aladdin is another one. In the movie Aladdin, there's a part in the movie where the guy, what's his name, Aladdin? There's a point in the movie where he tells Jasmine to take all her clothes off. But you don't even know it unless you know it's there. You listen to it, and he mumbles it kind of under his breath.
Leave me alone.
Child's on the boat, dude. One, two, three. How's our little bow doing? Come on, good ears.
I wonder if I can talk to you, Mr. Soprano. The results show us. He's a leader.
One, good ears. One, good ears. And, I mean, once you know it's there, you hear it just as clear as day. But you didn't know that it was there. You wouldn't hear it. And the Little Mermaid has a filthy picture drawn in the cover on the front of the Little Mermaid. And nobody would realize it until somebody shows you and says, look at this. And you look at it, whoa. And all throughout the movie, there are scenes, I'm not even going to describe some of the scenes in The Little Mermaid, where subliminal messages are coming on the screen. The other movie, Beauty and the Beast, there, you know, a nude woman pops up a few times in the background of Beauty and the Beast, filled with subliminal messages. Your kids are watching it, and their mind is maybe not even seeing it, but it's going into their subconscious. Words flashing on the screen. Over and over, S-E-X, you know, nudity, filth, all the smut is just coming on the screen. Come on, all those movies are harmless. They're filled with subliminal messages. Who knows what your kids are being programmed? Oh, but you know what? I'm sure that it's only just the Disney movies. I'll guarantee you it's the rest of Hollywood's probably doing the same thing. And these Disney movies, at first when I was a teenager and somebody showed me this, I thought it was just a couple movies, a couple scenes, but you know, as time has gone on, I've realized that virtually every Disney movie is packed with hundreds of subliminal messages to program the minds of your children. Okay, but then forget the subliminal message. Just the message of the Disney movies is perverted, even if you just forget the subliminal message. I mean, for example, what movie did we bring up? The Little Mermaid. You know, a half animal, half human being. And that's perverted in and of itself. All throughout the Bible, every false god is a half animal, half human being. They're constantly merging of animals and human beings. It's paganism. It's wicked. And yet every Disney movie is pretty much based on the merging of a human being with an animal. It's described in the Bible. And the movie The Little Mermaid, you know, she's topless the whole time, right? She's just wearing like a bikini top. How is that? Is that how you want your daughter to dress? But there's no cussing. There's no nudity. Do you want your daughter going around in a bikini top? Is that modest apparel? Is that what Jesus Christ would have you to wear, ladies? No. The movie's filled with Satanism, witchcraft. There's some, what is it, Ursula, some witch that's casting spells and using sorcery and demonism. Oh, pretty innocent, right? All of them are filled with it in the movie Beauty and the Beast. The whole first half of the movie is these prostitutes in the town that are dressed just half naked, dancing around, you know, admiring this guy, the big, strong, handsome guy. But all these girls are dressed indecently. They're obscene in their gestures, subliminal messages. And then the whole movie is basically just exalting a certain physical standard of appearance. Beauty and the Beast is a movie about a woman who falls in love with an animal. And in the movie, they keep acting like, well, he's just ugly. Not ugly, he's an animal. But there's usually the ugly being beast, being an animal. And if you've seen the cartoon, it's an animal. It's like a dog. It's like a big dog face. I mean, it's clearly an animal, and yet she falls in love with him while he's an animal. You know, only when she kisses an animal does he become a human. Oh, wow. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? Read the Bible sometimes.
Hey guys, it's Jared. I pray that you will shed light on the satanic, Luciferian, Illuminati indoctrination of our children through subliminal messages and Disney movies. I understand that you may not believe this, but when you look into who's making these movies and you see the fruits of their labor, it all makes sense. Walt Disney was a Freemason obsessed with the occult. and used his movies and his theme parks as a tool to indoctrinate the public in beliefs. Front 33, the Disneyland parks, is symbolic of the 33rd degree of Masonry. Symbolism is also put into the Disney movies. In the Dumbo movie, after getting drunk, Dumbo and the rat have lucid dreams that contain satanic, Luciferian, and Illuminati symbolism. Disney also displays its corrupt satanic agenda through programming of their idols. They introduce innocent stars that slip under parents' radar and build up a fan base. As the idols get older, they corrupt them and send them on a crash course. They drag that plot to drag some of their fans down with them. Examples of this are Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. I know the 666 and the Disney name is hard for some people to accept, but it's not Walt Disney's signature, as many believe. It is a made logo. Even as a kid, I remember thinking the logo was odd. That didn't look like any guy I'd ever seen. The Y doesn't even look like a Y. Squiggly, above the I, are all part of the hidden mark of the beast symbolism. Think about it. This mark is on everything Disney. And as if to affirm its importance, on the mark of Disney stores, Mickey's head is made with the same 666. If you still think it's a stretch, then you're probably comfortable with the hand-scanning technology they're implementing for VIPs to enter their park, access their rooms. It is a forerunner for the RFID mark of the beast technology. They are getting the people ready. All these prophets are part of nature. You understand the Masons, the Illuminati, and the times that we're living in. It should all be obvious to you.
Learn about crypto and get paid as you learn with Coinbase Earn. We've paid out over...
That's just a theory. A Disney theory. What's up, everybody? I'm back with yet another foolproof, undebunkable Disney theory. Now, keep in mind that this is the theory to end all theories. And that's not even a joke. I'm not trying to build this up to something more than it actually is. This is actually the biggest Disney theory. This will be the biggest theory ever, and even bigger news, the Barker Parrot's foot has returned. He's all healed up, and he can stand on his own for the most part now. He's a little top-heavy, but he can do it. He's a good boy. So we'll put the Parker Parrot back where he belongs, right next to Pele and Luke Skywalker's lightsaber. Well, was this an awesome Main Street USA entranceway plaque from Disneyland? I guess you guys are wondering where you can get these plaques for yourselves. Well, stay tuned until the end of the video if you'd like to find out. Because, boys, do I have a deal for you. Now I can already hear you all laughing. There's no way that this is the biggest Disney theory you have ever covered. I mean, the Jean Lafitte one was pretty big, but bigger than Jean Lafitte, you got to be crazy, and this is bigger than Jean Lafitte. We're talking a secret society that controls all of the Disney parks all over the world. Oh, that's not just me freaking out talking about the Illuminati again. No, no, no. This is a real secret society that Disney has confirmed is canon in the Disney parks overarching universe. Overarching? Overarching? Eh. Now, where, offhand Disney, you must be asking, where does one find clues and references to this secret society in the Disney parks? And the answer is, all over the flippin' world. That's correct, everybody. These Easter eggs, nay, these references can be found all over the world. Now, many of you hardened Disney veterans know exactly what secret society I'm talking about today, but I'm going to be doing a very big deep dive into this society, how they came to be at the Disney parks, and where this storyline is going to end up. But everyone, in order to understand where this story is going and where it will end up, we need to go back first to the very beginning. Slow fade to black. This is the theory to end all theories. This is Disney's secret society. Please enjoy the following footage of talking masks while I describe the Adventurers Club. Now, the Adventurers Club was a restaurant and bar that opened with Disney's Pleasure Island in 1989. The theme of the bar was very simple. It's a place where adventurers would come and store all of their treasures and antiquities they found while they were out adventuring. Apparently, some adventurers found talking masks. I mean, I'm not going to question it. There's going to be even crazier stuff down the road. It is here at the Adventurers Club where the story of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers began to emerge. Now, keep in mind that we are talking about the real-world origins of this mysterious group. We're not yet talking about what happened in the Disney Parks universe for the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. Eventually, Pleasure Island closed, and with it, the Adventurers Club closed as well. But Disney didn't want all these amazing artifacts going to waste. Instead, some brilliant Imagineers began concocting the idea for a Disney Parks cinematic universe. Well, it's not really cinematic, is it? A Disney Parks shared universe. With the Adventurers Club closing, Disney decided to retcon the history of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, from the Adventurers Club being the headquarters of the SEA, or the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, into just being the headquarters of Meriwether Pleasure's chapter of the SEA, Meriwether Pleasure being the owner of Pleasure Island. And now that the Adventurers Club was closed forever, Disney decided to not let these amazing props go to waste, and thus begins the official canon history of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. The dark and stormy night at Porto Paradiso in Italy. Or, should I say, Porto Paradiso! The date is August 12, 1538. A young explorer who has just returned from his voyage seeks refuge from the rain. A young man who is dashingly handsome with thick brown wavy locks and a very, very skinny disposition. He enters a grand conservatory filled with other explorers just like him who love the spirit of adventure. It is here the young adventurer named Offhandian Disneyus decides to gather around a few friends and share their stories and their treasures that they found on their adventure. This would be the very first ever meeting of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. This meeting house would soon become the popular restaurant Magellan's at Tokyo Disney Sea, with the headquarters of this group being built in an observatory nearby. This, of course, was just the beginning, though. The Society would soon expand its reaches, though, and come to cover not only all of Porto Paradiso, but also the rest of the entire world. On September 4th, 2001, Fortress Explorations opened in the Mediterranean Harbor area of Tokyo Disney Sea. If you guess the running theme of this video is that a lot of Disney Sea revolves around the explorers, and that's for good reason, but it's not the only park in the world where you can find references to the sea. We'll get onto that a little later, though. Fortress Explorations, I think, is very similar to Tom Sawyer Island, where it's not necessarily a ride that you get on, but instead a place where you go and explore and play different games and do different activities in a themed area. This is also the very first place in the Disney parks where Imagineers decided to place hints pointing towards the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. That is, of course, unless you count the Adventurers Club in Orlando, but that's technically not part of the story anymore. It's not technically canon, but it's a little complicated. For all intents and purposes, this is where the canon story of the Society started. Upon entering, guests are given a pamphlet that says, "Welcome to Fortress Explorations. We, the Sea, are dedicated to the gathering of newfound knowledge. So that you may share in our endeavors, we have created Fortress Explorations. Within this citadel and on its waterfront, you can witness firsthand the progression of our explorations and research. Our quest is never-ending, and it is our hope that you will return here often to embark on your own exploration of adventure, romance, discovery, and of course, innovation." Now, if that doesn't sound like something straight out of the mouth of Walt Disney, I don't know what does. Science, technology, innovation, exploration. Walt Disney had something very similar in mind when he was designing, a little thing called Epcot. Seriously, hats off to Imagineers at Tokyo Disney Sea for this one. This is one of the best original Disney ideas I've seen since Disneyland. But, of course, like we all learned from Fantasmic, the imagination can have a dark side, too. And the Society had its dark times as well, one specifically revolving around a very important member of the Sea named Harrison Hightower. Harrison Hightower III was born in New York in the year 1835. Harrison was born to the very wealthy Hightower family and was kind of a jerk growing up. Harrison was known to have at least one brother, whose name was George. George would grow to become a very important figure in the universe later on. You see, Harrison Hightower wasn't a great member of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. He was actually quite a bad one. Instead of uncovering his treasures and sharing them with the natives and the people who they belonged to, and later bringing them to the Adventurers Club, or to Magellan's, or to any other locations where the Society brought their discoveries, Harrison hoarded them all in his hotel, Hotel Hightower. One day, Harrison stole a very important idol from a native tribe called the Shiriki Nduntu. The Shiriki cursed Harrison Hightower, and unfortunately, one day, while riding in the elevator to the top of Hotel Hightower, the elevator stopped, and...
How do stories help us make sense of our lives? How does Pinocchio help me become a better person? Stories can be kindness and have the power to connect to the deepest part of us, that shared human part of us. I think it's funny and appropriate that the darkest Disney film also provides the tools in which to navigate the darkness of life. This video aims to make sense of the film on an archetypical, mythological level, inspired by the work of Jordan B. Peterson and Joseph Campbell. It's hard to believe that Pinocchio was released in 1940 and was one of the first in a run of classic Disney films. The ability of the artist of the time to tap into such archetypical themes and deep internal human obstacles is incredible. Star Wars, for example, took the understanding of Joseph Campbell's Hero with a Thousand Faces and formed that classic story of good versus evil. But Pinocchio seems to be more of an external manifestation of the human interior, in which the forces of good and evil, truth and dishonesty, naivety and maturity are explored against each other. We open with the song When You Wish Upon a Star, which sets the stage emotionally and also acts as a dramatic foundation of the picture, not to mention the catalyst for change from Geppetto, who's a good man, a carpenter, a man of mastery over his craft as a toy maker. He represents the archetype of the good father, someone who brings a child into the world through his own creation. The noble, selfless, and romantic quality of his wish is what makes him worthy. Not wanting his child to be a slave or be dependent, but by asking for Pinocchio to become a real boy. The film demonstrates the achievement of this act by physically turning Pinocchio from wooden to a real flesh and blood boy. And this reward is deceiving because it's only through the internal development of Pinocchio's character that he earns the right to physically transform. So the true message of the film is grounded in the idea of following your heart in the direction of truth and taking personal responsibility for what you create in the world. Let's start with the symbol of the star. Geppetto aligns himself with the metaphorical manifestation of the highest good he can conceptualize, and wishes upon it like a prayer to God. Down comes the blue fairy, acting as the bridge between the world that we experience and the unknown.
Good Geppetto, you have given so much happiness to others. You deserve to have your wish come true.
She is appropriately female, with the ability to create life, and grants Geppetto this wish. But the part of the gift that I find interesting is basically upon waking into existence, Pinocchio was met with the burden of a goal, a direction, and a test that he must undertake.
Prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish, and someday you will be a real boy.
A real boy!
And from this point, he's assigned a conscience to help him learn right from wrong. But despite being represented through two separate characters, Jiminy Cricket and Pinocchio can also be seen as two parts of the same human psyche, having conversations the way that our own conscience lives and communicates inside us. But as honored as Jiminy is to take on this job, his ability to really communicate and be there in the beginning really lets Pinocchio down, and it's not long before they leave the warm and supportive nature of Geppetto's house, and we must face the real world. This section of the story finishes off with a celebration of new life, but Geppetto's joyful dance is interrupted by Pinocchio's curiosity with fire. We are brought back into reality where we realize that Pinocchio is still very naive. He has yet to form an accurate model of the world, and we get a small glimpse into the initial attraction, the evil in life that he must navigate. Not to mention foreshadowing the idea that he will return to become the master of fire later in the story. Like any good father, Geppetto must let his son go into the world in order to grow. This is a great point to talk about what Pinocchio really is. He's a puppet. He is a marionette, symbolically meaning that someone else is pulling his strings. He is unable at this age and stage to fully think and act for himself. With that naivety, he looks blindly into the unknown of the world, and his initial exposure is one that takes advantage of him. He's swayed and distracted by the priorities of others. And where's his conscience, his gateway into that inner voice who's supposed to guide him around such obstacles? Well, he's late on his first day of the job. I really like this detail. It's funny, first of all, and it's clear that Jiminy has a lot to learn individually. But it's also the idea that your conscience doesn't really work right at the gate, especially if you've been overprotected. Pinocchio's overtrusting nature and lack of exposure to the darkness of life gives him no reason for his conscience to really speak up in this moment. He is easily manipulated through the ideas of grandeur and fame and the easy path. This represents a falseness and fake celebrity and no value of integrity, and it's the opposite path of honesty and courage in which Pinocchio must go. As appealing and attractive as it first seems, we see the behind the curtain reality that he is used and discarded. Tyrant. Stromboli. He literally becomes the dark puppet master, putting Pinocchio to work, taking advantage of his naivety and stepping in to accept the applause and the money at the end of the show. Our hero is caught off guard by Stromboli's ulterior motive, and he is trapped in this place of physical and psychological chaos. Luckily, the blue fairy is the hope that still remains in the deepest of darkness, and not only acts as the catalyst to give Pinocchio life, but also as a mentor figure, sharing advice and tools in which to overcome obstacles. The part I find really interesting here is that she still questions him. Because as an omnipresent being, she already knows what happened, right? She knows exactly when to show up, but she still gives Pinocchio a chance to be truthful. And like any child trying to get out of trouble, he wears the guilt of his lies all over his face. And the visual representation of a lie growing is very clever. I mean, that's what happens. You lie, you feel it inside, your conscience knows it, and it gets bigger. Even if you get away with it, you still carry around the invisible weight of that self-created burden. So now he's experienced some of the world and learned that lying cannot protect him.
No, sir! Nothing can stop me now! I'll make good this time!
He reaffirms his determination and optimism by returning home to be a real boy. And it's appropriate that after this first encounter, the Jiminy is back and on high alert. But just like in life, almost immediately after deciding something, that choice is tested. Despite being armed with his new morals, the enemy of life is equally, if not more, manipulative, causing him to be taken astray again. But this time, his naivety and lack of ability to choose the right path will be punished. This is where Pinocchio starts to get really dark. Also notice that there is not one central villain. It's more of an antagonist force of darkness and evil of life that Pinocchio encounters in an episodic fashion. The invisible through line is his struggle to keep his internal moral compass clear, which is continually tested against bigger and bigger monsters, bringing us to the coach driver, who is the pure personification of evil, perhaps the devil himself. Cleverly animated by Disney as so. Now his plans frighten the other two, who are merely petty criminals by comparison. And he takes a group of boys to Pleasure Island with the perceived perspective of limitless freedom, allowing any and all impulses and immediate gratification to live in a way that ignores consequences and fulfill the indulgences of self-destruction. This is to turn a blind eye on the inevitable judgment that must be faced. A major low point is the scene where Jiminy turns his back on his job as conscience. Pinocchio knows what is wrong, and he willingly engages in the act, and it's when him and his conscience diverge. If you ever visit any dark place in your life, you'll know that you don't return the same. Those tragic events leave scars, whether physical or emotional, which are represented here again by a physical change in appearance. It seems to me like the amount of transformation is proportionate to the distance traveled away from the good path, which is why Pinocchio is only partially changed. His descent is a mixture of choice and naivety. But Lampwick is clearly worse and is quickly lost, turned into a donkey, which is the symbol of stupidity in Italy, where the original story was written. But I'm amazed at the level of brutality and darkness that Disney go to show this section of the film. It's shockingly spectacular. And it's at this point that Pinocchio really becomes an act of hero. Once he makes the choice to change and escape, he is rewarded by his conscious coming back. But the coach driver was right when he said,
"They never come back as boys."
In the sense that their innocence has been violated and trapped forever as donkeys, or you consciously choose to turn yourself around and embark on the journey of the classic hero. Since Pinocchio sunk so low, it's an uphill battle of suffering to the finale for our hero's redemption.
So what's happened there? Well, many, many things at multiple levels of reality simultaneously, and that's the characteristic of an archetypal story. So on one level, Pinocchio's too old to go home. He can't go home to his father because in some sense he's already transcended his father. So there are things, for example, that your father can't help you with, and the reason for that is that he doesn't know any more about the situation than you do, and he can't. And so that's where his knowledge limits out. So that would be sort of on the personal level. And then on the transpersonal level, which would be the deeper archetypal level, what's happening to Pinocchio is exactly what Nietzsche described at the end of the 19th century. Remember that Geppetto is his creator, and now he's dead, he's gone. And so Pinocchio is bereft of placement, so to speak. His soul is being corrupted, and he doesn't know what to do about it. And when he returns to his family home, or when he returns to his tradition, what he finds is nothing. Okay, so then what happens? Well, this dove comes along that's sort of golden and glowing and drops a note right in front of him. The star from which the dove comes is a representation of the blue fairy. And the blue fairy is the positive element of the unknown in Pinocchio movie. And so what it basically is saying that when you're despairing because your father has died and your tradition has nothing to offer, that the positive element of the unknown may provide you with a message about where to go if you pay enough attention. That would be an intuition.
This brings us to one of the most emotionally charged moments in the film. Pinocchio decides to do what is right and commit to saving his father from the belly of the whale and steps off into the deep, dark ocean. This is the approach to the innermost cave and a sort of initiation for Pinocchio as he chooses to step off and fall into the complete unknown. The image and feeling of falling is so accurate as it's a leap of faith, and after that step, the outcome is completely out of his control, marking the beginning of his move away from boyhood into maturity.
A hero properly is someone who has given his life to something bigger than himself or other than himself. When you go to your death that way as a god, you are going to your eternal life. What's sad about that? Let's make it great.
Now in the search for Monstro. His name alone scares off other fish as Thou Who Shall Not Be Named, terrifies and represents the worst unspeakable evil. But thematically being inside the belly of a whale is a common mythological motif. It symbolizes a cocoon of growth, a womb for rebirth, but also the ultimate depth of darkness our characters must face. While inside, Geppetto has resigned to his inevitable fate and isn't equipped to escape. His perceived solution is concentrating his energy on gathering food. But just like Pinocchio needed guidance from his father in the beginning, the father now needs the new perspective of the son, who rightfully recognizes the problem is not to feed themselves, but to escape. Returning to the element of fire, Pinocchio now channels what was once bad with his intention. By burning the ship, he wakes the whale and transforms it into a fire-breathing dragon.
Pinocchio, swim for shore, swim for shore!
During the final battle, Pinocchio makes the choice not to save himself, but to go back, risking further danger in order to save his father. ultimately sacrificing himself in an act of bravery, courage, and selflessness. It's this action that completes his journey. Even after his tragic death, Pinocchio is symbolically reborn, resurrected by the Blue Fairy as a real boy, allowing an old part of himself to die in order for a new version of himself to live. Mirroring the journey of a butterfly leaving the cocoon, his form has changed, but only as a result of the process of growth inside the darkness. So how does this story help me make sense of life, and how does it help me become a better person? Despite the chaos of life, anyone can become an authentic and self-actualized person by embodying truth, ownership, and responsibility for what they create in life, which usually involves sacrificing the easier paths and requires the strengthening of the individual. Disney's Pinocchio is just one of many stories that tap into the mythological, and it's a major reason for the film's timeless appeal and its continual relevance as a powerful and human story. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video on a classic Disney film. Pinocchio was a huge movie for me growing up, but my reintroduction to the film really came through the lectures of Jordan B. Pearson. His future authoring program really helped me be clear and specific about things I wanted to create in life. This video, for example, is the fulfillment of one of those ideas. If you'd be interested in checking it out and planning your ideal future, I'll leave it in the description below. There's two ways you can support this channel if you are interested. The first is by subscribing. That's the thing that helps me the most. The second is through Patreon. I want to say a huge thank you to all my Patreons for the support making these video essays.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru. Okay, you're totally sending me this information about Jimmy the Cricket. Guys, all right, so this has been a broadcast. Let me tell y'all guys about the backstory. It's a lot of shit that go on in the background with ear. And a lot of these podcasts, you guys, are supposed to happen months before they happen. And this is one of them. So I'm excited actually to come on and talk about this particular broadcast because it seems that everything is coming out to the forefront. I love, I want to say truth, you know, but Deborah Blair teaches that the truth is what you decide. You know what I mean? It's what you decide it to be at the end of it all. So I do not like to use the word truth loosely because it's for each individual tailor for you to decide, you know, and adopt what that truth is for you. You know what I'm saying? Truth should not have to be a one glove fits all. That's just how I look at it, right? So anyway, Disney. A lot of us love Disney, you know, innocent. excuse me. It was innocent. We didn't think nothing of it. You know, Aladdin was one of my favorites. Pinocchio, it wasn't a favorite, but it was. Pinocchio was one of those where I was like, You know, even as a child, you know, it's like I kind of knew things, you know what I mean? But, like, when things were, like, kind of suspect and kind of like bullshit, you know, as a child I would be like, and I would always go back to that later, right? And now I understand why Pinocchio was one of those like, there is something to this movie. But I'll let Eternal break down Pinocchio. The reason why I wanted to use Pinocchio in our introduction, it was going to be a Little Mermaid, because if you go, the Little Mermaid, we'll do that one another broadcast, because the Little Mermaid breakdown is good, too. But a lot of them, as innocent as Disney movies may seem, you heard in the introduction from Papa Smoke, if I'm saying his name wrong, forgive me, but the Papa guy on YouTube, I'll give him the correct name. Matter of fact, the clips that we are doing, the clips, all the clips that are being played in the broadcast is in the show notes, guys. So refresh your screen. If you're online, you'll be able to get to the direct links in the show notes. If not, you can always go to our Facebook group. Sometimes I do a good job at posting the YouTube links there. On if you go under the announcement section, you'll see in the pinned post part, you'll see whatever broadcast it is. You choose the broadcast. The live one is normally at the top of the pinned post, and you could we can chat too. You know, if you want to chat with me, ask a question or anything like that, go to our Facebook group, Facebook Awareness Radio. There's like a green picture. Go ahead and request to join the group. Me or one of the admins will approve your request. And, yeah, you can chat with us directly there if you're listening and you want to get in contact with us, like, immediately while we're live, okay? All right. Disney's Pinocchio, guys. As innocent as we may have thought these Disney movies to be, just what it, who was Walt Disney? Let's start there. Who was Walt Disney? So I know Eternal is excited as I am about this just as much as I'm excited. I know he is excited, too, about this. So Eternal, peace, peace, peace on to you. Roll day. Disney's Pinocchio, I thought that was a good starting point for us to break down because I hear you talk about Pinocchio a lot. So peace on to you, brother. Your mic's unmuted. How you doing? All right, your mic's unmuted, but you're probably not unmuted, so we can't hear you if you're speaking.
Peace.
There you go.
I found it.
I feel excited in the moment. Let me say that. I feel tired overall, but excited in the moment. There.
Right. Like the wheels are turning, right?
Yes.
It's an ongoing thing, you know, and it makes you realize, like, into a point where people are just learning themselves, and it takes the time to learn yourself, and it takes the time to not to get distracted while you're learning yourself. And so there's so many things that put into that distraction, just like let's say you're a person that works at a store. You have people who come in and out. However, the ones who come in and out, are they really wanting anything? They might just want time. So now it's how much into the attraction or distraction is it that we really put into each other? So to a point where, is it really they came in for some help? Or maybe the health was to get a little moment of a breather from being where they're at. These are the certain points, just like the storylines, start to show these type of riddles back and forth. So it's like a giving back and forth for whatever that is. And if you ever look at all these basically Disney movies, they go into a point of showing you how it can be a perversion towards giving you something when it really wasn't they gave you anything but a fake image. And you basically had to go through a lot to get there. It's the Wizard of Oz aspect. You know, magic is really born in that way, that a lot of us start to be so fast with it. You'd be up north to down south, and now you're Zip Coon or Jim Crow towards that. And it plays a point that a lot of us end up being gullible towards the energy. And so docile to a point where you want to not let go of the bag, as Blue Pill and Red Pill was speaking on. They basically are a point of people who look, as this one sister brought up, one who takes the bones and the biscuits for whatever the mission is, when really you're the mission and the whole thing. You know, the whole idea is just like for Pinocchio, he's saying he's a real boy. However, look at what he does and the destruction just to become one. Wow. You know, and then just like, okay, now you get to be a boy, you little, you know what I'm saying? Like, who was this mass murderer, killer of nature, even, to become what he was? And if we didn't really get the true story about Pinocchio, Pinocchio killed the cricket, the one who was giving him the knowledge, telling him, do this, do that. He's like, I ain't listening to you no more. You in the way. You were in the way. Once I get rid of you, I can do what I want to do.
Thank
you. You can't be a meteor shadow like Peter Pan. You know, Peter Pan was looking for his shadow. He had to go get his shadow. That's how much the shadow didn't even want to be attached to him. So it's like a perversion in itself. You know, are you that evil that you don't even like your evil? There is a bad side to you. We do have a bad side to ourselves. But can you tolerate your bad side to yourself, though? And that's going to be the issue. Can you burn everything and then not burn yourself while you're burning everything? You're like, oh, man, burn everything out. Ouch, that hurt. Got my finger. Oh, man, that really does hurt. But you're just burning up everything. You just burnt this house, this person next to you. You didn't care. You were using all that fire. You like fire. You got to have other elements, though. You can't just keep using your fire. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a person that threw fire out their mouth, right, how much do you really think that fire comes out of the mouth without it going to your lips and touching everything else that the fire comes out of? It takes time to use fire, bro. So it's just like giving a pull. When you realize you don't have to push so much or pull so much, and you get more in tune with that, that's your yogi side of self. That's when you start to say, just like how they're putting these cartoons out to make our children perverted, they're still putting in certain parts to where there's a middle, a gateway. You know, this is why they're able to throw it out there in the first place. And if we're able to catch on to that, that'll be that 10% out of the 90% of the BS. Even though the 10% is pretty big, it's just only a little at the 10%.
Eternal, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question right there. Because even in these Disney movies, just this society altogether, we are taught to hate our shadow. That the shadow and the dark side is such as, and we've been talking about this on the last broadcast, why it's so important, you know, for you to, you know, understand the darkness more so, you know, and how you use it. Why do you feel that society has done its part, you know, in teaching us that the bad and the shadow and all this stuff is bad? Like, why?
Well, it's a convincing aspect. I got to convince you that, like me and my significant was talking to just in the earlier day, she was saying into the thought, like, give me an example of what I was giving her. And what I was saying to her, I said, negative can be positive just as much as it can be negative. So now when you use a negative, it ends up being really more negative, even though they say two negatives end up being a positive. The whole aspect to a negative becoming positive, though, how does that work? And I said, well, it's just like to say if I left, right, and my intent was not to come back at this time, let's say that, right? And I might not have came back at this time. However, I brought something because I was over there in this other time. And so now when I came back, it was more like I replaced something in place of that. So it wasn't the intent of completely not, you know, breaking the time that I was expecting to get here. It was more or less I had something else that was, you know, in that prior that caused me to be in a shift. So now within that shift, though, do I replace it? Do I actually say, you know what, forget it, I'm just late, I'm going to just do whatever. You know what I mean? Do I make it a point of saying, well, if I do this in the way of where I'm going to be late, let me take something in that ownership of being late and take that versus a sacrifice and say, well, I'm going to just go ahead and do it. I don't care who cares about how I am or whatever. And those are the things that, you know, for us in the aspect, we're working in the Trinity. So whenever the duality of the shadow was put there, it was put to say that you got a negative negative, and that's how it's supposed to become positive. And I'm like, how does that work? Well, it's only if you see the negative, right, from what you did was negative, do you become positive. So there's
okay.
there's an actual two negatives that turns to positive, but you wouldn't see it because they're saying when you see it, it's already you're still in between it. So it is still calling you negative. It's only until you switch over will you become positive. And this still explains the 10% out of the 90%. Like it takes only, like out of that 90%, only take 1% to be changed. And that 90% is forever changed out of that 90-degree angle. And all it takes is that one little smidgen of an angle to come right on out and become 11 degrees. It'll change that whole degree. Now it won't stay stable. If the wind hit it, it could fall down. All these things change to the 90-degree standing straight on its erect point. That's when you know that it's a fragile of a good or bad and everything. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be all the way good. You can't be all the way bad. Now, if you want to walk with your feet, you got to use your left and right, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, you ain't gonna just use your whole left. You're gonna be wearing out your left. You're gonna have no room. Your right gonna be wanting to step down at least to take over for the left. So it's gonna cause some distractions even to how you balance things. So now, what is it
that
you
so
really
important.
Put? Your shadow work is important. I asked his sister. I said, "Look, I said, have you had a happy cry?" She said, "A happy cry. What is that?"
Those are the best.
I said, yeah, you cry because you're happy.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't do that. I was like, what if you hugged your dad? She's like, nope. I said, what if you missed him for a sober amount of time and you hugged him? She was like, nope. I was like, well, dang, you got to figure out how to get your happy cry out. That's some shadow work. That these are like the smidges of what you didn't know in your emotions. That's like you pushed it and you shoved it back in your body so long that when you get older, you're depressed with your energy. And now it does show a double negative. And you're like, dang, I didn't look back at it at all. Now the time that you do, it's like, oh, wait, that was my dragon.
you know
what they say about dragons?
There's
a dragon. I'm going to kill it. first dragon in the world. You see Raya dragon. There it is, another Disney. And they're telling you these things. They're giving it to you like, in so many ways that you can catch it, yet it's only going to be out of the 10%. Like, I got to still make it me in the image. I got to make the Gerber's jar so you like what I'm doing. However, it's really about it's about you. It's just that if I learn how you are, this is why it is about you. And that's why I end up being only 10%. A lot of us don't think that's us. We think that's somebody else. And you're like, this is a movie. This can't be believable.
Yeah.
Oh, man, these are small people. You ever seen small people? I'm quite sure in your imagination you've seen these small people. A lot of us seen these small people. We've been playing with toys as small people.
Yeah.
So, like, how's the image ain't there? It's been there, right? Now, this is what I said to somebody. I said, if you think about it, you're in a forest, right? And you lived in the forest for 30 years, right? And then you come out of the forest and you live in the hood or in the city. Wouldn't you be able to hear a lot of stuff compared to not hearing a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
Like you can hear the trees.
Yeah.
You can hear like a beaver going in the gutter or something, or a badger or whatever you call them at that point.
Because you're familiar with the sounds. You know, it's something that you're familiar with that you're used to. So you can still hear it, although you're not in the forest anymore, right?
Right. So just like the David Carradine aspect from being a Kung Fu Western classic, they end up basically using that same aspect of saying say, touch, hear, feel. All these things are being the multiple of that sense, not just one sense. You have a multiple of senses. So now when you're using it, is it for that purpose or are you just using one at a time? This is what makes you one of those people that's, like, slow in how they be themselves. What makes that happen is you got to start using projections to work that out. Now, if you're not, then this is why you project the inside versus the outside. You know, they say extroverted, introverted, or perverted.
Right. They don't say that a lot.
He's there. That's what Disney said. You see the sex, see the X. You really see the X, not see the sex. And so the X still being the feminine chromosome, the divine divinity of the energy, how do you see yourself in the zone of self? So now that's why it crosses into itself. That's why the X is there. The X represents the Xing. We say Xing like we say Qi, right? Qi like Xing. Mm-hmm. That's why I made an Xing, like you make an exiting. X, example, exist. That's why the X is there. You might put an E in front of it, but the E changes things. When the E changes things, it becomes an emotion that also becomes a change. Like we say affect to now effect, so that's how it changes things. When we're using the letters to actually see how they're actually an acronym, it can be another way of using it versus being abused by it. That's why the purpose of saying but and maybe and always, you know, like words that want to be dominating or reversal towards what is being said. So now it does become like you're taking out swords with your tongue and just like ting, 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 ting. And you're like, why are you fighting me? No, I'm just having, I want to get my point across. But it's like your point. You're pointing. How much do we point, though? You know? And they say, what's your point? But to take an O out of the original point, you have pints. So it's really about energy, how much pint of energy we still put back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, like gallons and gallop. Gallons and gallop. Now we're galloping with gallons. And so this horse of what we do makes us horse or chorus by thought. That's why you got to explain yourself, not just one way, two, three, maybe even five ways to explain yourself.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you know, guys, when we had, when I first started this particular broadcast, guys, you know, who is Walt Disney? You know what I'm saying? And they said that Walt Disney was a 33-degree Freemason. If you guys don't know, I don't feel that Masonry is bad, you know what I'm saying, like a bad thing, because we get a rep of, you know, Freemasons, you know, that's a bad thing or whatever. But anyway, go back and – there's a show in the archives, guys. Type in Enhancing Awareness Radio and then type in Freemason. You'll kind of understand the Masonry of things versus the Freemasonry of things. I think that the Freemasonry of things is like the perverted aspect in which Eternal is speaking about. And I think that the Masonry part of it, which is the same shit, but it's utilized as the nature aspect of, and Eternal, I'm just going off the top of my head on how I'm starting to understand this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking that Masonry is the clean version, if you will, and then Freemasonry is the perverted that you're speaking about. So Walt Disney being the Freemasonry, the 33-degree Freemasonry, he figured out a way to utilize, You know how the kids like candy? You know, we love candy as kids, even as adults, you know. So the candy was Disneyland and the theme parks and, you know, things to kind of to ignite your dopamine, if you will. So, you know, what better way to pervert the minds of the youth, you know, in their subconscious, you know, to where – it grows, like, as far as understanding the science of us, you know, there are people, or entity, if you will, who have studied us, you know, for so long. So in the 60s and 70s, I'm thinking around the time Walt Disney had, you know, hit the scene, you know, the science and understanding on how it was to be done had already been mastered, if you will. Am I on to something, Eternal? I mean, I'm just...
So now look, you got 1830s, right? Let's just go there first before we're going all over the place. 1830s, okay. We know something went down, and it was about Nat Turner going down, right? And in the 1830s, 1831, actually, the real date. 1831, it was in October, October 30th. So this was like the jack that they didn't want to happen. And these are these other avenues of what still is happening right now in today's society, giving out candy and things of that nature. So every 30 years is to be like replenished to change the things that's happening before 31. 31, of course, being 13. This is why those things are also a part of it. Children at 13, you know, bar mitzvahs at 13, adulthood at 13. So Halloween, Friday the 13th, you know, all of this become the Jesus and the avenue of the 12 disciples. So when we're seeing the whole atmosphere change, it's the October being really an odd wave of energy, not just 8, but 10. So 10 being the decagon in the odd wave, so we're going to have to say December. So from October to December, not only the words are played, it shows us from Mason to Freemason, right? These are like the red and the blue. So now we see it like Betelgeuse. Betelgeuse was a representation of white and black. So we're saying like Aset. Now, of course, Aset, Asar and Aset. So we're knowing about the Immaculate Conception. We're knowing about the birth. In between the birth was the actual day of how the 21st of March, like the brother was speaking on, the 21st of March into the April of 21st, that constellational change. So that's why the change is up when these things happen. Now, of course, when we say Mason, we say Freemason, that's still kind of like saying the Republic and the Democrat. When you hear Democrat, you can hear that word. When you hear public or republicized, pubic is the start now to puberty in what we call in the Republic. So now you got to learn from the adolescent, was supposed to be in an adult age, really learning child stuff. Now, how much do one of us talk to each other as a child? This is why we probably still feel these ways are still not right yet. And that's why we haven't added on our six of ourselves. Everyone has a six to themselves, and they call it a hex. However, we know it as the 666, right, the Trinity. We also know it as the three gods, the Enons. And we also know it as not just the three gods, but we know it as past, present, and their future. Since we're learning these things, it's not just Mason and Freemason. It's also my son. So now Mason and Freemason is one who wants to be free from the Mason energy. However, they're still doing some corrupt as whatever it is to still be with the bag in the hand. That's why this is known as L and Bay. You get L as the teacher or the facilitator of life. The one who the Bay come from the land and do the mission that takes on whatever that is. And some of us took on both roles like self. This is why I became an L and Bay. Now, most people say, you can't do that. And that's why people from the temple will say these type of things. But yet, at the same time, we're all a temple. So it's not to put any shame on anybody. It's to say we got to bond these things together. The masculine and the feminine is at its utmost to become strong enough to know where is the middle of self. If I'm a child, my child should not go through any drama or trauma to come into this decision of knowing life as principles, not gender, of where I got messed up at. And so a lot of us through our younger generation, because of the Freemason who wanted to be free from this connection with free man. And so when we think free man, a free man bureau, free man banks, the free man currency, this is where the free man came into existence to create that on the land. And that how it became another issue for a lot of us when it became a point of saying we wanted to still have our riches but not have it taken away from us. And so a lot of us got more into the corrupt of ourselves. We wanted to learn how to be like the jungle and play the same thing as what the Candyland was, where we could have a higher tomahu, what we call a triaglodyte or a caucasoid or Ashkenazi. We could have them as our butler, and we wanted to live in that lifestyle, that rich style concept, and then eat foods that was from the Hyksos invasion and think that that's what's supposed to be helping our bodies. This is why we went to a rich, unhealthy way when we're supposed to be rich in our mind first. And so now we have to go back and reverse ourselves. we got to go back to the hip of Sekhmet and learn how that we had a hate towards this woman who created us, nursed us, created more babies than herself and nursed them and created health for them and still had to go home and still do these things in her habitat. This is why it became a home, but yet this is why it's called the gate. See, we negated ourselves for so long. It's time for the gates to be opened up. It's time for those who've been already been slaughtered by the wayside and their own mental of what we call the Willie Lynch chip to now take the chip off and just throw it away and just step on it, disintegrate it to a point where we're not about everywhere we go when I don't have enough in my stomach to eat. Somebody's still going to have some food on their table to give it to me. And they're not just going to have me, I'm not going to go over there and just take it. I'm going to show that how we can work it out, where we can barter in exchange for that. I ain't got to come at you and say, let me take something from you since I see it on your table. This is why the Disneys are still played in that kind of spell towards us. We have to still identify where is the spell at, because we've been dispelled in ourselves. So even when we drink distilled water, it's a dis to your still to yourself. How much in the energy are we really in tune with a crystallized formation to formulate ourselves better? To know that if you can teach, teach. If you got to preach, preach. Do whatever it is to open the minds in our higher consciousness. We're asking our people to raise our higher consciousness, not just in a second. I'm talking about forever. I'm talking about this ain't no program where you got to turn it on. They showed you. They gave you the TV and gave you a program to turn on and off. They gave you a radio station or whatever and play now repeats in your head. When is it now for us to have our consciousness awakened? So now it's time for your consciousness to just be going in all day in the paint. When you sit on the toilet, you got a higher consciousness somewhere in there that's going to be probing somebody. They'd be like, oh, shoot, I ain't never seen this book before. And they just start probing through it, you know. That's the point of why we had these things going over our heads now, because we're like, man, everything's above us. We're above it. We created all this. Matter of fact, if we start tapping in, we don't even have to probably do much anymore. It's at a point where your consciousness is already kind of telling you, like, you can actually float, but you ain't ready yet because you've been eating this food wrong, or, you know what I mean, you've been irritated, or you distracted, basically. You ain't sitting meditating.
Somewhere.
You might have been sitting here so much into the radio and all the other programs and stuff that could be like you wired up, you know what I mean? They had this movie, what's that joint? Black Lightning. One of the brothers who happened to be in there, he was like intelligent enough to touch the computers and he could like tap in like telepathy or telekinetic. And he was like, you know, he knew what they were saying. He was like, yo, I'm like an empath to these joints. And he was like, whoa. That's, like, deep. But he was like, but now how long can you use that? Because wouldn't that be draining you, like, knocking you out, like, kind of thing? He's like, well, you know, I'm kind of getting used to it. He was like, nah, you need some sunlight or something. And he was talking to the brother. This is talking about a Tomahu telling the brother this. So I'm like, wait a minute. So they're already telling us we already going to be outside of our own nature. We're going to start getting back into this nature right now. Right now. Right now.
Right
you
now.
See the sunlight out right there?
Yes,
go on out there. Don't get some of that sunlight. Yep. Don't be listening to them talking about radiation this and radiation that.
Man.
You better get some of that sunlight.
Hold on.
Yeah,
right
eat,
there.
Eat
like,
sunlight food.
Like right there, because I feel that our bodies are starting to tap back into these things, but I think that some of us start to feel as if, like, something weird is happening to them. You know, like, and we start to fear, like, oh, my God. Like this distraction of COVID, you know, we think that some of us may have gotten a vaccine, but what we think that is symptoms or side effects to do with something that do with COVID. But what if that is actually us tapping back into our highest potential and power, yet we think it's a COVID distraction? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I think that a distraction is, you know what I mean? Like, I feel a lot of us are going through that, but we don't know how to express or talk about it because we don't understand it.
Well, it's a point of just like how we're all in this program. We're all in the, what's on TV right now? Let's go turn it on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. So now we created programs that so much, you don't have one for yourself. You didn't even create one for yourself. You've been doing this type of program. Even when your children are there, are you saying, you know what, at this time, y'all going to bed? No, we don't want to go to bed. All right, y'all can stay up for a few more minutes. Oh, shoot. Dad, let us go stay up for a few minutes. Let's see if we can do it again. So we're breaking the programs. We're starting to break programs. And now, since you're starting to break programs, that's how you redevelop some of your own programs. Because if you haven't, you need to get started. Like, let's say don't get up yet. Stretch while you're in the bed. Don't just get up. Stretch. Feel what it feels like to stretch your body before you get up. Don't go to them holidays every time somebody says, the holiday, let's go over here. Or the football game. Football game, let's go over here. Because after a while, you start to see, is this a program? Wait a minute. I'm about to be setting a little program. Yeah. I'm about to go right into the program. Everybody getting G'd up, looking good, got the drinks, and all of a sudden somebody act up, and then it's like a fight, and then you're like, God dang it, program. I knew that program. I didn't want to be in this program. So yeah. Program coming before I even got here.
But
dang it. It was like a low vibration of it just because everybody open. Everybody open. All these chakras are open, bro. Nobody working on no closing of chakras, slowing it down, calming woosah themselves. If you know how the environment is, that's already a program in itself. And now we got to learn how to work with programs that deal with that before we even say, oh, we're going to have a good time. We don't know what a good time is. We done got so much away from it, be the little the puppet with the strings on them and say, oh, look at my shoes and my stuff and this and the car and I love everything, but I don't love y'all. Get out. Get away from my stuff. Don't get in my car with that stuff. Look, bro. I don't want you to put get some plastic, put that on your shoes or something. You ain't getting in my car like that. There's a whole bunch of where our program that made it a point where we would screw up even our friends. That's the Cruella side. That's where she was like, just being mean, just harsh, like just being harsh because she see what's going on. Like this is where the positive power is, but it's so negative in a positive manner. Because, you want money, don't you? Right? You got to get money, don't you?
Yeah, survival.
What does that
put
by any means necessary, though? You going to cut somebody to get it?
Now, I'm not.
Wait, I
got
to take a
break. You know.
Like, how deep I got to cut him?
Yeah, exactly. How deep? Nah.
You mean like he dies and then I get the money?
Yeah, not my flow, but I do know people.
Yeah, and now they got life like that. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you wanted to start selling some smoke. You selling the smoke. Then all of a sudden somebody robbed you. But now you mad that the person robbed you. So now what you going to do? You going to go get a gun? Okay, then you got the gun. Now the person robbed you and you see the person and they're in your spot. What you going to do? You going to shoot him? Now if you shot him. Do you shoot him when he's inside or when he's outside? And then what are you going to do? You going to put all this stuff up, act like nothing was there when it happened? Or are you going to, like, wait till the people come and, you know what I mean? It goes further and further. Mm-hmm. It's like how deep in this rabbit hole you want to go. How deep are you man enough for it? You got the consequences already ahead. Are you
man?
Two negatives going to be a positive in a minute. It ain't the negative,
man.
The two negatives you want to see to make it positive, but it's coming.
You know, Eternal, I now understand why this has to come in doses, because in the rabbit hole, you know what I'm saying, you have to have balance. I feel that one has to have balance, discipline, order, all of that within themselves in order for certain truths to be revealed, because it's actually quite dangerous, really, I'm finding.
Yeah.
So
you heard of
the
three gods called Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva?
I've heard of them, yes.
They have three heads on the body. Vin Diesel played in the movie, I can't remember the movie, but I think he was like supposed to be blind. Vin Diesel, that's what it was. It was a movie, I can't think of it right now. He basically, there was gods on this earth or this planet that he was at, and I think it was his planet. He was supposed to be like a family for these people. And in that, they were showing one that had three heads. I'm like, yo, who they? They were like, they copying something. I just can't figure out what. And so, you know, just like what Moors is and what Masons are, right?
Mm-hmm.
First, do you know Moors and Masons?
I did know that. Well, I came to find that they are, yes.
So one who navigated around the world basically knew how to explore, how to move left and right, knew how to look at words left and right. Basically the crime solver in the room. You know what I mean? The Sherlock Holmes that they want to speak
right.
of. The derby hat wearer.
Okay.
The one who went from the derby hat to the top hat. You know, these are all the like knowing from the wearing the hat was the inclination of knowing from head to toe, like a uniform. That's why all this became formal for everybody. Well,
mm-hmm.
needless to say, there's a point of how do we look at our past to identify it being in the present. So just like when you're looking at churches, certain things on it will show you that. That's why Walt Disney was able to do the same thing in their cartoons. If you look at the comic books were geared for the Pope. So all this was basically propaganda that was Ku Klux Klan propaganda. And it became that major gear to put out all this stuff in a familiarity to us all the time. So just like with the Brahma, the Vishnu, and Shiva, they're the three gods, the one who creates, the one who destroys, and the one who's in between. This has always been a trinity into us as we see things. Asar, Aset, and at this point it's Tahuti. Tahuti will represent the three, as well as bringing in Aset, which happens to be, bringing in Maat, who happens to be the connection to Tahuti. Maat represents balance. So whenever these four pieces became itself, it was through the mother or the birth of it, they were calling Hathor, who ended up being Het-Heru. And so we have like a connection to how the five became six. And we wouldn't know it is because of how we already do know it. We just didn't know how we know it. When we look at shapes, how the shape go one shape, then two shapes, then three shapes, then four shapes, then five shapes. And you're like, wow, how does this shape, all they had was one point and it made a whole little different little shape into it. And this is how we call it sacred geometry. Like we say sacred geometry, but it's sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm.
That means, see, geometry is like one part, like symmetric and non-symmetric. So they had to add a Y to it to make it like masculine or feminine, right? But when you hear something with an A at the end, it's feminine. But it's like now it's feminine divine, actually. So now is a point where it like Sarah or Aquafina. When the A is there, it's like you know it's going to be a feminine energy. So it's like the carry on. When we say, it's a release. It's an energy. So just like using that word or using it in text end up being how the language has that in between. So now you can say either way for what we call it Tamura, learning it from a forward and a backward, like the word emit. You say E-M-I-T,
mm-hmm.
but then you can say T-I-M-E. And just like room, you can say
okay.
R-O-O-M. What else you can do? You can reverse it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is?
I'm following, but I'm still trying to understand. So I'm not quite with you yet.
All right, just listen to
ahead.
Me again. R O O M is what backwards.
More, right?
Yes.
R O O M.
This is why
yeah.
the more is everything in a room that everybody got. So what the Masons saw was they don't all got it, but yet it gives them an open door to be in front of it. So there'll be a timekeeper in front of it with time, even though it's a gatekeeper and we're the gates. We have North Gate, South Gate, West Gate, East Gate. And so if you negate it, then it doesn't come in. Just like with negated, negotiator, right? We also got Naga, a nigga. That's why these words are familiar to us, because it has an origin to us. That means like an entitlement aspect all day in the paint. No matter what, you're going to still see it no matter where it's at. It's going to be in front of you all day in the paint. It's just up to you to say, oh, wait a minute, I've been negating this. Oh, shoot. This is right in front of you, hitting in plain sight. The chlorophyll off the plant is giving you life. Yeah. That's how much it's like you could be dominated in it so much. The ancestors are looking at you from the big old trees that's above your head, and it's like we just, you know, taking a dump anywhere or, you know, pissing on a tree maybe. And it's like, psh, you don't know, you pissing on me. There's a movie called Lunatic, and he was talking to trees in there. It's a old Jamaican movie, like 1970. He in there talking to trees, but he came up with, coming up with so many names for himself, and he was just picking names and picking names. After a while, he had his names like an alphabet. You know what I mean? Like, they was like, wow, like, what in the world? Yet, it was like whatever he was learning, he put onto himself. And so this was like that attachment. You know, some of us carry on things like that. Now, the only downside was he ran into a German who we can really consider as the Briton people. And that's why the brute, like he said, Brutus, Popeye, the Brutus, all that becomes that barbarian type style or livelihood. And for him, it was like he had never run into anybody. He's like an adult type, like a child. And so she's taking advantage of him. And it goes like that throughout the whole movie. And once you see it, you see the dynamics of it, how some people would say you're incompetent, and then you're not. Like you have a jury of your peers, and when you don't. So when you have a jury of your peers, they're going to always have your back. If you don't have a jury of your peers, they'll never have your back. And that's why people go to jail and people are victimized through bullyism. The bull is Abel. So bull is Abel. You think of Cain and Abel. You also think of Abraham, Abe, honest Abe. That's why that word Abe was in front of us. Look at the word again. It's Bay. See, when you know Bay, you know every word that they play around with to make themselves in there. So you'll see it in plain sight. It's just how you're looking at it, right? Okay, so now B is also that. We just don't call it B, right? You put B-E-A-H, right? So this is how the word is in your face all the time. To be or not to be. Not to obey or not to obey. Right? So your words are your strength just as much as the letter will change the vowel, right? Vowel, W-E-L, or vowel, how you bow to it, your vowels. This is why it's important to clearly hear what someone says. The smallest thing will make it a mistake.
The smallest thing. You know,
that's why it's important to look at that.
I feel that it's somebody that is listening right now who is coming into this information and wisdom and knowledge, and they're starting to remember, and they're starting to connect the dots. But where would you guide this person as a good starting point in order to kind of enhance their awareness and research? I know Asir is a good one, but what direction would you point someone that's new into this type of knowledge but doesn't understand on where to go or look?
Well, if anything, I would rather, like, if I could have restarted myself, I would have said, telling myself this, first learn the Boulets. What are Boulet? What is Boulet people? You know what I mean? Like, I know we want to blame black and white, and I feel that same issue at a certain point. However, I can't just completely, you know, because you run into them. They might be an off-shade white and off-shade black. So now you're like, dang, how do you classify these people? So now you are classifying. It's a point of saying, what is a boule and what does boules do for people? And once you know that, it could be like certain books. Steve Coakley, he basically was breaking it down on that. Bobby Hemming, he talks about it as well. Asir, like he said, Asir Duke of Tears. And from a melanin point of view, you got to learn melanin. What does melanin do for you? Why is melanin a benefit? This is how the Venom movies were put out, so that people can kind of got an idea of what melanin is. They're just not really on it like that, because, you know, they put music in there as a vibration that upset it, Venom. And it was like the music was different type of music. It wasn't like, you know, a regular type music. It was instruments. So when it comes down to how we listen to music, we play a lot of sample music. So if you can get into instruments, work on instruments to help open that mind up, because your mind is like a terrible thing to waste when you just sit there and get that pot belly, you know, sitting there by the end of the day, just stuck on you. Now you can't get rid of it. And it's hard to get rid of it because of what? Because of the winter, right? We go through fall, like falling, and then we go to winter, and now we really feel cold, and or we really feel hot. And now by the time the weather changes up, you a polar bear. You like extreme cold, extreme hot. Now you feel like you got pole situations going on. So you call yourself what? Bipolar. So now you're living off the non-lifestyle that you supposed to be really living in, to the nature of when the trees leaves fall off. That's why Epic, that was a good movie. If you check that joint out, it was talking about leaves, man. You hear leaves, man? I said leaf, man. Oh, they saying leaves, man. Damn, they messed my brain up with that word. So it's like telling them, leave your man.
Wow.
I said, oh, my God, you're going hard in the paint. And then they got feminine energy doing the fight. And the brother, he intelligent, but he ain't really all that intelligent. You know, as far as the professor, he just like naive with his intelligence. So he's more like an ego-based being. You know what I mean? But he's been through the years of finding their clothes and putting it to the side. And so, like, he was, like, really in tune with these small little people. His daughter didn't know him like that, let alone know that he was all into it like that. She was like, you know, you keep talking about this stuff, but it's like a kind of make-believe to me. You know, you living in a make-believe world. And it's only until I see it will I really see it. And this is what us as men, this is our lifestyle right now. We want to wake y'all up like, wake up, woman, wake up, wake up. It's a holiday, get ready to come. Oh, you're in the holiday again. Dang it. So now we got to wait till like one more year, or is it the next year we got to wait again? The sun, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we love the winter. Oh, we love the winter. But you loving the winter so much, you're giving winter so much that we don't have too much summer. So now you are feeling like, well, the global world is changing. No, you are changing the weather and the seasons right now. And you are unaware of it because of your moon cycles. And because you don't know your moon cycles, you're throwing the whole world out of the alignment of what is snow, what ain't snow. What's supposed to be over here? Why is it warm over here and cold over there? Why is it 2 days of cold and then 3 days of heat? You're like, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. It's simply amazing. I'm amazed at how this day, each day, you don't know what to expect now, right? The weather be like 80 degrees and like it's 80 degrees in this type of the season. Okay, I see what's going on here. Learn Dr. Frances Cress Wilson. She broke it down. Keep the eye on the ball aspect. Dr. Barashango, oh my God, she goes in too. So like, learning the European holidays, so you can break this down. Why are they doing these days in specific? It's like repeats to your mind, and you're like, wait a minute, why am I repeating this anyway? Maybe I shouldn't be repeating this, you know? Maybe if I do it a different groundhog thing, would the groundhog really change on this different thing? Like, are you really going to vote for delegates? You got to know where you're at, where your polls at. Are your polls to pay attention to voting, or your polls is to pay attention to the voltage in yourself?
See, that part, I think that's a good segue, Eternal, because you're talking about intent. Like, while we're doing this research, you know, is our intent going in because we're trying to prove how the white man is wrong, you know what I'm saying? Or is our intent in doing this type of research, you know, to enhance our awareness as far as the inner dormant parts of ourselves? So intent is very important.
Exactly. It's going to be like a hit and miss until you get to this other side. Now, of course, this hit and the miss before you get to the other side, you are hearing, not only hearing, you're seeing, feeling, tasting, touching all the stuff that goes around you, all the energy, like the sun, the moon, it's on a different wavelength now. It's like the air is deeper. It's like more passionate. But yet, if you don't feel any of these things, you won't. I went past the trees, right, and touching the tree branches. And as I was touching the tree branches, I'm like, I'm going past each tree branch. I'm just like touching it. And because I'm touching it, I end up crying, bro. It ended up having me cry because I was like, yo, can you imagine? You're touching all these ancestors' hands and feathers and fingers and all of that. And then you know that by wintertime, there's going to be no more leaves on it. It's going to be back to, you know what I mean, having the actual connection of just the branch. No leaf at all. You know what I mean? So when I saw the movie Epic, it had me think of Leaf Man. How you got people like little insects, like little bugs, running all up here on this leaf, a colony of them on the tree. You know, just like how they did in Avatar. A colony of them on the tree. All we do is cut this sucker down so it'll make a big old bunch of condos all over here and just got rid of basically an antenna that was sticking out of the earth on the turtle shell of the turtle. Is this thing living and breathing?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It is living and breathing. Is it like a hair on your face? Yeah,
yep.
I know you know this.
It's alive.
Whenever you're in the dew time, right, the dew, I'm talking about when water hits the earth, you don't even know where it's coming from. When water, I'm talking about that dew time. Like, it'd be like 1 a.m. or it'd be like in the mist, but you know it. And the way you know it is because you got a beard on your face. And the way you know it is because you got a mustache on your face. And how you know that? Because when you breathe, right, you got this moisture in your hair that now it ends up being like frost on your face. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. How did dew end up on my face when I see it on the grass? Now you know you're attached to that. That's how much you're in tune with it, but yet not knowing yourself yet. We are astral travelers, not even astral travelers. We're going to go further than that. We're time travelers because we travel through our etheric energy. And because of that, that gives you a resonating of knowing how far you go back. Like, get this book, Jazzy Melanin. That was like one of my first melanated books that helped me look at melanin in a different aspect. Like, think about this paint that's on your wall, right? If you ever scratch it, you ever get paint under your nails? Right?
Not
feel like
always. Skin?
Well, what I'm saying is there's this coating on it that you end up finding it's like skin. It's like a layer.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you got to coat it more than once, right? So how many layers do you think you have on your skin? Is it three? Is it seven?
I think I've heard seven.
And so on the average, we would know that really they call it three. But then there's seven, right, which is your chakras that shows you the inner and outer of your chakras, right? And then your etheric energy, which end up being 6 to 9. So how did the seven end up being the outside yet, and then the nine up being on it as well? So it's like, we have to now be aware of we have an outside atmospheric body too versus just skin on the body. Like, you ever have somebody wave their hand in front of you while your eyes are closed and you can feel it?
Oh, yes.
But then if they did it slow, because you said, well, that was the air. Well, what about if they did it real slow? You could still feel it? Or you can even see
how
it with your eyes closed?
Some of us can feel the unseen. Like sometimes when you're sleeping or when you're going through depression or something like that, you will feel like a stroke on you, like a unseen, like a ghost or whatever. And you'll feel the strokes, like somebody's stroking you or something, like trying to compassion you, even that level.
Right. And there's this aura over you. So an aura field that's around you, it's just like saying the umbilical cord that was disattached to you from your mother, it was never disattached as far as the embryo oil or embryo fluid that's around you. That's how much we're unaware of our energy. So that's why when someone gets real close to you, you be like, oh, wait, whoa, you're all in my energy. You're like, it was crazy. back up a little bit. You know, he's like, dang, what's up with that? You know, and then, of course, now they got COVID and fan distance. So now you feel like, man, screw you, you know. And then there's this other side that got to be there, and you don't have to deal with that if people are really on their consciousness. If they're on their awareness, they were already doing these things in the first place. If it was to a point where we had to, you know, shake hands, you know who you was really shaking your hands to and don't have to because of what their nationality was. You know what I mean? There's certain things that we were just already accustomed to because we knew. Our senses kicked it in. It gave us that enhancement already. So just like that paint that was on the wall that I was getting to and the skin, if you scratch your skin, it'll come under your fingernails. Just as much as you scratch the paint, it'll come under your fingernails. So you basically are both two type of bonds. There's a covalent bond, ionic bond. And because those are bonds, you created a bond too. It's just now how much are you aware of it, like the paint that was there. It was there for you to be aware of the paint, yet you're not present yet. That's what takes it time. We all got to take time to learn how to be present. Like, if this is older than me, how is it older than me? It might not even be older than me. It might just be present to me. And because it's present to me, I might be older than it. Which that's why melanin becomes a super, they call it the super computer. That's why Henrietta Lacks, that was melanin they took from her, you know what I mean? Or she gave to them without knowing. See, this is why some of us go to the plasma bank and we give it out willingly. This is why the mutants and the X-Men, they were talking about going to the X-Factor and all of that, is because they were taking it, making the X-Force energy off of the X, what do you call it, a chromosome. The gene. That's why Gene was right next to Xavier. But it's an X in Avier. So it's really average in his thought, if you don't know Avatar. We got to know how to become an Avatarian of ourselves. So that means knowing your RA and your RE, your raw and your ray energy. How do you know that you're rare? If not, you haven't used nothing rare in yourself at all. It's a point of saying, what uplifts you when you go around? How do you uplift when you go around? There's a point where the emperor said, I'm going to let you become emperor. The first thing you got to do, and there's a bunch of people in the room, he said, I want you to lift this table up. I want this table lifted. So he walked out the room. He went at it, tried to lift it up, couldn't do it. Did it again, did it one more time, he's like, man, forget it. I'm going to just go in there, tell him that I can't lift the table, it's just too heavy. So he went in there and he told him. He felt like he told him the truth. So he went in there and said, the table's too heavy. And he was like, all right, so one, you messed up. I had people in the room. Did you ask any of them to help you lift the table up? Okay. So now that lets me know that if I gave you their position, you would not know who to pass it on to handle it because you don't feel like you could handle it yourself. So that's one reason why you can't be emperor. The second reason why you can't be emperor is you blame the table being heavy. Why didn't you blame yourself being too weak to lift the table?
Man. Eternal just gave y'all some great starting points, you guys, for I feel that somebody is listening who needs guidance, you know what I'm saying? So that was for you. Steve Copley, I have not studied any of Steve's work, but I hear he's so good. So I'm going to have to check him out and a few of those other names that you dropped. But intent, you guys, intent. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up, you guys. But intent, you know, intent is one of the main key factors. And I feel that in anything that you do, you know, it's very, very important for us to check our intent on why we are doing such a thing. Nature is coming back online, all right? Nature has always been online, let me say that, but we are becoming more aware of nature. And with the energy, Mother is doing her job, you know, as far as the alignment. You know, we had cried out for so long, you know, things were so out of order and so disarray, you know, since the invasion. I was listening to something before the broadcast, and they were talking about the invasion of 1492, where, you know, they say that Christopher Columbus discovered America, but it was actually the war that went down as far as that they actually the battle that they actually won, and these are the entities we call them white people. There's many shades of colors. I feel I could be wrong on that, but that the war, the invasion, you will, and that was the entities that came through the portals. You know what I'm saying? So, go ahead. You were about to expound on that.
Yeah, that's the lepers. You know, just like how we got leprosy, how your skin is different and formatted because of the split of the chromosomes. Like, our chromosome has been split, and through the cave mentality, you can imagine, a lot of us are walking, moving crystals, right? And the reason why I say that is because if you stay in a room long enough, it becomes dissolving crystals in the room somewhere. Might be on your TV screen, on the desktop, on the doorway, anywhere where it's wood, you can really see it, on your fan. So it's like you've been walking, you visibly think you see everything clearly. However, there's so much in the atmosphere, you'd be surprised when you like turn on different lights of how the light settings are, and you'd be like, wow, there's a whole bunch of stuff in here. It's like, I'm breathing this, all of this. So you're like in an atmosphere in itself. You're actual, as they call it, the astronaut. You just don't have oxygen tank and all that stuff on you. And because your nose is a filter, you're able to filter out stuff and breathe in, right? You're breathing in silica. You can put silica on your body. And so these are all crystals. This is how the crystals have been working for us all ever since. And so when our mom and dad got into existence of eating what everybody else was eating, like the lepers, we start eating leper food, and this is how we end up getting these diseases. And we're saying, why am I sick? Well, you don't eat your proper blood type. And because you don't eat your proper blood type is also your zodiac sign. Now, most people say, oh, I ain't into the zodiac. And I'm like, okay, well, this is where the other problem is also, because there's a characteristic that your body came into on that time frame. Now, just if you study the almanac, Benjamin Banneker, which they call Binyan Amin Bey, if you study that, you'll find out the almanac, it was created to show you what time year or time frame that each people were eating certain things, certain foods. So if you came into existence on a certain time frame, that's also supposed to be what foods you're supposed to be eating. And since you haven't been eating that, you're eating what your mama and your daddy been feeding you, especially if they were in some kind of war mentality where they came out of war, they still in war mentality. That's what I call the Zip Coon and the Jim Crow. You're going to come to the spot now and eat canned food, stuff that's in the can that was sodium, high sodium, all full of different non-crystals. So you're expecting yourself to concentrate and do anything on a regular basis when you already screwed up ever since you was a child and you're still eating this stuff right now? We already learned from Malcolm X when he said, if I fed a cat cancer and I feed a kitten cancer, will it not only be cancer in the kitten? Yes. Not only will it be the food that I feed is that cancer that kitten is caught, but it will catch it faster than the mother got cancer. So it's not only in the animals, it's in us as humans doing these same things to our ways and our principles and saying, oh, I know the Bible told me to eat this way. Is it telling you that, or are you just looking at a general, it's just like, you know, reading a tarot card. A tarot card is a general way of reading. So now are you saying this is specifically, you're supposed to marry this specific person that came up out of middle of nowhere and just said, oh, and I'm supposed to go with him, and we're supposed to go to New York, and we're supposed to, you know, I'm supposed to get rid of all my stuff, blah, blah, blah. You're like, wait a minute, what card said that? Did that card really say that? Or you just threw your own imagination along with the card, and that's how you just threw it out there. It's like, that's why a lot of people don't go by these things. Because, first of all, just as the Bible, it's a reference book of many references. So now when you get a reference, you can now go and research, get some other reference. And if you match it up and cross-reference that, you might find something else to cross-reference that. Now it might seem a little bit more solid for you. Yeah, if you're just going on it willy-nilly, then this is why you've been doing this all your life, and you wonder how come things keep having hang-ups. Don't get fallen into the hang-ups. Those are where the hang-ups really come to you at. You're going to find out, dang, this is a circle that I keep running into, because you're creating a maze for yourself. Everyone has a maze for themselves. That's why you're amazing. Mm. You're my son. That's why it's a point for you to learn the labyrinth. That's why it's a point to go into your ear to drum yourself out. That's why it's a point to learn why your heart has a beat to it. That's why it's important to say, why does your skin feel like it does when you hear certain things and it resonate with you? That's why when you know that when you're actually hearing the truth and your blue or your gold come up on the back of your neck and you feel it and you'd be like, yo, is that gold bumps? That's goosebumps. They say it's cold bumps. But you feel it like it's cold, but it's hot. It's hot. And you're like, why I feel cold on my neck? Because you're actually speaking truth to yourself. You're now actually opening up the Jacob's ladder because it's Yaakov's ladder. That's the 7 point. You're actually picking up the quarter that they say is a quarter of your mind, and now you're adding it to the other 3 quarters that's missing to your mind. So when you pick it up, you're actually going into a balance of yourself when you say 25 cents. See, some people look at it as a quarter, but it's a 2 with a 5. But you say 2 plus 5, that's 10. But you say 2 times 5 is 10. If you said 2 plus 5 is 7. So that's why that balance is still there, even for 10. 10 happens to be the X, the chromosome. X marks the spot. That's why a lot of people know it as the I Ching. We know it. We just don't know what X Ing is. So we say sing yourself. Sing to yourself. Chant to yourself. Get back and know the event of yourself. This is why you go back to yourself, right? You go back to yourself to learn one part of yourself, so you can go 2 times now forward because you had stepped one time back. That one time back is to say, okay, this is the backside of my now present self, so now I can go past my present self. That's why you pee in recent yourself. Just as long as you don't pee on yourself, that's recent.
Man, again, taking you back to self, guys. There is no escaping that whatsoever. So every level and parts, even the most dormant parts of yourself that you don't like about yourself, now is the time to start getting acquainted and start to balance.
Get acquainted with what you don't like. Get acquainted with what you don't like about yourself. Go on, sit down, sit in that shadow, learn that shadow as much as. Why that shadow even the shadow? Shadow might not even be it. You see how it's happening. Aren't you seeing it?
And
you see all these horror movies. They ain't even horror no more. It was just drama. It was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This person running around, running afraid of this person because he killing all this person and that person. And this person was their best friend. He killed that person. And then next thing you know, that person is them. And they looking in the mirror is like, oh, shoot. I just blanked out all them times.
The serial killer is us killing those parts of ourselves. You know, just what if the serial killer is us killing those parts of ourselves that we don't like about ourselves. But really, are we killing those parts of ourselves, or are we really wrestling and fighting with it, going in a loop in a circle? When in actuality, at the end of it. All right. It is for us. Yeah. All we have to do is just sit down with it and have a conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, have a conversation.
Eye, you know, a union, a community.
In my eye. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Take it for what it is. Take it for what it is.
So, you know, guys,
take it for what it is. In my life class,
you know, on a personal experience, that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I am sitting with those deepest, darkest parts of myself. I'm like, okay, you know, who the fuck are you and why are you here? You know what I'm saying? Who are you and why are you here?
Yo,
you know, actually, like,
no. How did I create you? You said that. I was an exotic dancer, right, at one point, right, in life. And,
You
know, that's the afterlife. And so I still have a little bit of that Sarah Bartman feeling. Like, I never knew Sarah Bartman until, you know, that was way after all of this. So now when you, like, in becoming your higher conscious, you're saying, I'm not going to become that type of being again. But you'll say, why are you here, right? That's what I was looking at, all these women. Because I was like, some of them, you know, you thinking you're doing the right thing. You a man. You want them to see yourself. Okay, there we go. And when we finally see ourselves, we'll say, okay, the ruler of myself, That's all y'all really want. Y'all just want to see the ruler on myself. Then I was like, man, how much money should I be making out of this? You know what I mean? And it was not there.
Yeah.
And it was like to a point where you figure out, it's okay, I get it. When you become a ruler yourself, you realize how much people will measure you. They want to see that. They don't want to see. They don't want you to take your clothes off. I mean, they don't want you to keep your clothes on. They want you to take your clothes off. So it was like, I had to look at, well, why am I here? First, I was like, why are you here? Because I wanted to stomp them in the head with a stamp, just like boom, and just like he said, why the F you here? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get really critical about it. You know, because it's like people didn't just run around and slapping people on the hip and slapping them hard. So I'm like, yo, like, you slapping like a man. So I never knew it was basically what I'm getting to, the zoo trafficking. I became like an exhibit, you know what I mean? And we wouldn't know that. So as a man, when you do these type of bachelorette type joints, you don't know that, you know, when you're in the expo and you're constantly doing it, you're doing a role. It's an act. And so you put on this act so much, then now you a dominator. But now you dominate so much, you don't like women. Because it's your lifestyle and your livelihood. And now your issues are how you've been working out too much. You know, you're not getting it up like you used to. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that come along with it that when you're, like, in it, you start seeing it's like, oh, you wanted the glamour part. You wanted to make the money. But then you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Do I got to do all this to make money? You know what I mean? Like, you pay attention to all this, you know? And then they're like, I want to see it fully out. I want to see it fully out. I don't want nothing, you know what I mean? Like, oh, no, I'm more sentimental. I like in the room with one person only, you know what I mean? Like, you want me to do what? So I wasn't ready for that. And it was like, because I wasn't ready for it, I knew that that was not my livelihood. You know what I mean? And certain people, when they go there, it's like just like hearing. You're going to hear something, like, stronger, and you start to pay attention to it more because you're just, like, now hearing. So when people do that, it gets to a point where they start drinking. And now they can dull out that hearing. And so now their lifestyle also becomes the reflection towards it. So now a child can be born in an impaired way. You have bad relationships with every woman you encounter. You know what I mean? You're making money, but you're spending it. It ain't going nowhere. You're putting it back into the business that ain't really a business anymore. It's just more like a trade, and it ain't a good trade at all, because after a while you're going to break down. Your body going to get broken down. You're going to have to either teach this to somebody because you now know it, or what? You get no money because you can't do it anymore. So what are you going to do now with your skill? This is what a lot of people go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the suffering.
Yes, yes.
Like, you got to learn not to suffer. Oh, no. Oh, I ain't fast.
Yes.
I think that was fast.
All right, you guys, we're going to go ahead and cut it there. Thank you guys for tuning in. We definitely appreciate you guys. You know, more than anything, you guys, this is like a part of a series that things that make you go, you know what I'm saying, and Disney. You know, I want to kind of kick this off with Disney. There's a lot of truths that are coming out. A lot of the research that I have gotten have YouTube visuals. So I'll be posting the links of those. This is just stuff that's to come, you guys, but I have a lot of great broadcasts in store for you guys. So we appreciate you all being with us every weekend, same time. Tomorrow for you guys, AJE, Eternal says it a lot. Ajay, you know, and I believe Ajay is an Orisha, I believe. So tomorrow's going to be an introduction to Ajay. So that, and then I believe the three levels of magic that we didn't talk about, because I think we talked about the four levels of you. So I believe it's, we're going to kind of combine those two, see if we can marry those two in together. So that's tomorrow on Spiritual Soul Sunday. So please be sure that you tune in for that, guys.
Thank you for supporting the other host, Mary Fox. Mary Fox, I think you're on the line, too. You have a broadcast coming up on Monday. So be sure you send me your information on what your show's going to be and all that stuff for your broadcast on Monday. Also, a discussion in the Black Mary Fox Way is Mondays at 8 p.m. Central, not 7. I thought it was 7. So I have to set my alarm. Let me do that right now. Mary is going to be coming on at 8, 7:45. Yeah, Mary's going to come on at 8 o'clock Central every other Monday, and she will be on this Monday. Discussion in the Black Room every other Tuesday. They talk about current events and hot topics. They did a great broadcast last week where they were speaking about the history. Professor Kaba, it's his daughters. I'm friends with his daughters. And you know him from Hidden Colors, but that's their father. And Professor Kaba, I cannot never pronounce his last name. Forgive me, but they're on every other Tuesdays. It's a family affair over there, guys. So 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. They've been with us since Ear relaunched. You know what I'm saying? I think it was 2019 when Ear relaunched. So 2019. So they, you know, we going on 3 years, y'all. Wow. So, and they've been here since day one. Look at that. I mean, just a proud moment for me. But shout out to the Ear hosts who have breezed through Enhancing Awareness Radio. All are doing amazing things. Sensei, everybody. Auntie LJ, you know, still love everybody. And everybody is still welcome to come through. You know, some of you might be listening, you know, without letting me know that you're listening, you know, however, everybody is still welcome to come through and fly through. You know, I would love to hear from any of you if you hear this in spirit. Let me say that. All right, guys, that's it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's just do your research, you guys. When it comes to Disney and their symbology and stuff like that, this show was an intention to kind of an eye opener, if you will. That everything that is before us, especially on the TV, is coded in some kind of way. So be very mindful what you're feeding your subconscious. All right, Eternal, you can take us out.
Yeah, that's a point to your October. Know what ancestor you are making the connection to. And, you know, if there's an overall, like Yamaya or Batala or whoever in that connection that makes you feel resonated by, go ahead and put it on your altar, whether it just be the word itself, just so you can start learning what resonate with you. I got like an Ogun candle on my altar, you know what I mean? Like, then a Luffy is sitting in my jewelry case. So it's like certain things you might just want to have around that we just, man, it's phenomenal. Like, I got IBJ sitting on my dresser, and I put change, and so far it's been, like, different type of currency. Somebody might want to toss at me while I'm, you know, playing the drum, and I just put that up there on the altar. I know just an elder, she's 75, she said, what I would do is I basically, back in the day, she was like, y'all don't do it anymore, but we have a jar, and we just toss change in there. Whenever we go home, whatever we did for work, we just throw it in. And true, that never left me. It actually, that's what I had to pick up because in the reverse, like I said, from a negative to a positive, look at how you make a negative. Like me, I used to steal from my grandmother and my dad and my mom, realizing that that was wrong, turning it for the right and becoming that one who now saves the little change and put it to the side versus taking it and using it for the wrong intent. Just like I said, live this for intent. Put your intents out. It's the best of your intents. If you have to cut some strings, if you have to light some candles, that's your intent. This moon cycle that went from the Aries to the Taurus energy, we're now learning from our head to what our throat, our nose, that whole connection, your torso. You are a connection to yourself. Now, to rule yourself is knowing how Taurus is, to rise, how you to rise yourself, not terrorize yourself. And then, of course, to Horus, that's the connection to your throat, your whole connection from your throat to your heart. be more heartical. Once you see a heartical way of things, learn how nurture and nature always has something for itself. You are the truth of your life. Just stay light, even in dark. You're still light, as light is dark. Ashe? Ashe.
When you think it's peace and safe.